Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So we believe as Muslims that marriage is important, creating a family is important, and all of this comes from the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam. But why has it become such a difficult task for anyone to get married? Why is it that our young youth finding it so difficult to find a spouse, and there are so many obstacles that are hindering a person to get married, especially the financial side, where the most complaints that come from people who are not able to get married is, I don't have the money. Either that comes from the person himself or herself, or it comes from the parents or other family members. When we look at the Quran and we look at the Sunnah of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, they instruct us exactly the opposites. And this is why it's very disturbing for us to realize how far away we have distanced ourselves from the Holy Quran and from the Sunnah of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Let me give you an example of what the Quran says in this regard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمِ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. So Allah is saying, and marry those girls, those people, etc., etc., along the rest of the ayah. Then he says, this is where I want to speak about, if they are poor, Allah will enrichen them with His bounties. In yakunu fuqara yughnihim Allah. Allah will make them ghani with His bounties, with His virtues. And then on top of that guarantee and that promise that God, if you have financial restraints, God will assist you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues on with the assurance and says, وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ, which means Allah will assure that He is going to give you what it is that you want, that you are going to get it, that rizq, that bounty, that sustenance that you need to keep a marriage or to get married, God is going to give it to you. We know that all of these problems and obstacles that have hindered people from getting married are things that we have created as a community. Like, for example, the expensive mahrs, or those big demanding receptions and ceremonies and this and that. All of them are really, really material-based things that will not bring you any type of happiness. You can get married with a few thousand dollars and you can have a most luxurious marriage. Which of these two are going to make you happy? Of course, none of them is going to guarantee anything unless you put effort into that marriage yourself. So it's not about the money. It is never about the money. It's about you and your religiosity and your feeling of responsibility towards the other. You can get a photographer to do something for you at a wedding for a few thousand dollars, and in a few months later, you're going to file for divorce. You can get a simple photography and even get your friend to take pictures on a mobile phone and print them out at Big W, and you will have an everlasting wedding or everlasting marriage. And this is the reality of it. In the olden days, there was no such thing as all of these extravagances that we are regularly seeing. So if we are going to speak about restraints or difficulties or problems, it's really things that we have made ourselves. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, get married, فَإِنَّهُ أَرْزَقُ لَكُمْ. Get married because it'll bring about rizq. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, look for or seek iltamisu rizqa bin nikah. You will be able to obtain rizq from marriage. Another place, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he speaks about the minimum amount of mahar. And all of these instructions and teachings that are coming from Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa salam. For what? For who? It's for us. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, من ترك الزواج or التزويج مخافة الفقر فقد أساء الظن بالله. Someone who avoids or stays away from marriage out of fear of poverty has done سُوءُ الظن in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has suspicious bad motives or bad views towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because ultimately we believe that rizq comes from God. So there are two ways of looking at this. One way is you look at the money sides, and that being a means for marriage. And the other way is you look at marriage and that being a mean for rizq and money. And this second way is exactly what our religion tells us. Our religion says that among the asbab or the causes of obtaining sustenance and rizq and blessings and money from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is marriage. Another one of them is hajj. Another one of them is paying sadaqah. Another one of them is serving Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Another one of them is having children. These things bring about rizq. Marriage brings you rizq. So no, you don't say, let me save up this amount of money and then think about marriage and believe that the financial restraints is what going to stop you from marriage. No, think of it the other way, the Islamic way, the Quranic way, according to the Sunnah of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, and say, I am going to get married. As far as the money side is concerned, what's going to happen after that? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wasi'un alim. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.